Let's take Senate Bill 96, an act to limit the damages that may be awarded in a medical malpractice action against an optometrist.
What would be afforded the
Senator Bogue?
Not hobbling around to the other end of the table.
We will not make you go through that exercise.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, Senate Bill 96, in a nutshell, and there will be others to testify to, is just simply the addition of one of the other medical professions that was omitted from this list. I am not aware of any knowledge why it would have been intentional to add it. Therefore, in my opinion, is not a real stretch of public policy, and I would sure ask for your support on that. I'll try and answer any questions, but I think that some additional testimony will be coming that probably has far more expertise than I do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bogue. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Ron Schmidt from Pierre, South Dakota, and I represent the South Dakota Optometric Society, and I honestly believe that this is probably the only profession that isn't covered, and I also believe it was pure inadvertence many years ago. The bill, if you look at lines 12 to 14, the current law, which has been on books many years, limits general damages such as pain and suffering and so on and these types of actions to not exceed $500,000. And then on line 13, there's no limitation on the amount of special damages. So, and if you look at the list on lines 6 through 9, 10, etc., the current professions that are covered and have been covered for many years are chiropractors, dentists, dental hygienists, dental assistants, hospitals, critical access hospital, registered nurse, licensed practical nurse, certified registered nurse, anesthetist, clinical nurse specialist, et cetera, et cetera. So, and then the other thing I want to point out on the bill on page 2, on lines 1 and 2, is that in all the years, 20-some years I've worked with this group, I've not personally known of a malpractice action, and I don't know of any pending, but to be very clear, on lines 1 and 2, this law would not go into effect as to this profession until July 1, 2002, so it's not retroactive, it wouldn't cover anything that's sitting out there. And we really believe it's just a cleanup bill, and we'd appreciate your
any opinion. Questions from Mr. Schmidt? Questions? If not, thank you very much. Are there any further proponents of Senate Bill 96? Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 96? Mr. Haig.
Mr. Chairman, member of the committee, we don't have any particularly adversity to the optometrist, but we want to be on record consistently with our objection to this statute and limitation of damages, which we believe is a violation of a person's individual constitutional right to seek equal protection redress through the court system. And I guess I would just leave you with this in particular to this profession, because it is this type of damage. If you were blinded as part of the malpractice, would you be comfortable with, it might depend on your age, I suppose, with $500,000 damages for your blindness for the rest of your life? So for those reasons, we again, would state for the record, we believe this entire statute is not a benefit to the consumer in South Dakota. It provides an unreasonable protection to one segment of our society that others do not enjoy.
Mr. Haig, in connection with the example you've given, could you enlighten us as to the difference between general and special damages?
Special damages would be those medical bills, lost wages, specifics like that, pain and suffering, a disfigurement, those type of things are included under the limit.
General damages.
General damages.
So special are those that relate to specific bills, as it were.
For instance, you might have very few bills if you're blinded, because there's nothing you can do for you after that. But I think your generals are pretty large, and I think, you know, $500, I mean, I wouldn't trade my eyesight for $500,000. It might sound a lot to some people, but if you were 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, and had a lifetime of work, that's not very much.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions, Mr. Haig? If not, thank you. Are there any further opponents of Senate Bill 96? There are none. We'll close to testimony up to committee. Motion and discussion. Is there a motion?
I would move to pass.
If they move to pass by Senator Berg, is there a second? Seconded by Moore. Discussion. No discussion. We'll proceed to vote. Secretary will call roll.
Aye.
7-0. Senate Bill 96 goes out with a due pass recommendation. Consent has been moved. Is there a second? Seconded by Bogue. All those in favor? Aye. Opposed?
No, aye.
Aye. Okay. Senate Bill 96 goes out on the consent calendar. Oh, you did your job. I thought you were going the other way. Okay, it does not go out on the consent calendar then.